Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala Njenga is our guest, our good friend, five-year member of our Brain Trust, author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments, almost brand spanking new member of the political group there in North Carolina, the political leadership, North Carolina. She's vice chair of NC Works Commission. The governor appointed her to that outstanding job. Congratulations to him for having that wisdom. I need a website, Olala.
How about we do olala.com is where I like to play. And currently right now where I'm working is growandwin.com.
All right, growandwin.com. So check that out,
Yeah. Folks.
All right, let's talk about a little policy here, Olala.
Okay.
The Obama administration is pushing this overtime rule,
right,
with the Labor Department is, I guess it is, where they're trying to make sure. I think on the surface, their original goal was to make sure that no employer puts an employee on salary in order to work them over 40 hours without paying them for it, and being able to do that as low as $25,000 or so.
Right. $23,660.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I have to say that I agree with that.
Okay.
I don't think you should be able to abuse your employees. If you're going to put somebody on salary and work them over 40 hours without paying them, you need to be, in my opinion, I think you should go higher than even the government is saying, which is about $45,000. But there are other issues here, aren't there?
There are a lot of other considerations that I don't know were thoroughly worked out in terms of long-term impact. So the biggest one for me as a small business owner and someone who champions for what's happening to small business is that the average small business typically pays as a kind of entry-level manager somewhere between $29,000 and $36,000,
right,
to bring someone on board. And so basically what that small business owner has to now reconcile, both in their mind and on their financial statements, is do they bring that worker up to the new threshold, which is $47,476,
mm-hmm,
or do they convert that person to hourly and continuously cap that person at 40 hours?
Right.
And the group that makes me the most concerned are our retail small businesses,
mm-hmm,
because they have surges at different times in the year,
right,
depending upon what
and
they
this
sell.
Is what this is the problem I have with the law, is because it's not that I think it's a bad thing. I think I don't think people should abuse their employees by being,
right,
able to use the salary
right,
trick to abuse employees. I don't think most people do that, but I do know that some people do. But
right,
what the problem that it creates is it eliminates basically the flexibility between an employer and employee to move hours around even during the year, doesn't it?
And that loss of flexibility, in my opinion, is the biggest hindrance to small business, because a lot of people opt to work for a small business because there are some perks, especially around,
yep,
work-life harmony or work-life balance or whatever you want to call it,
right,
where you can have that level of flexibility and
flex
not have
time.
Your job.
What happened to flex time? I thought, won't this be the end of flex time?
And you just hit the nail on the head, the end of flex time, the end of...
I mean, the liberals love flex time. What is the deal?
I'm not going to speak to that. I have a lot of friends who fancy themselves liberal.
Yeah, well, I do
but
too.
I
do too.
To
but
enjoy
but
it,
seriously,
you know?
So let's give an example. Let's say you have an accountant in your business, and once a month that accountant has to close out the business and do a lot of extra work in order to get you some reports on time. So that means for the first week of the month after closeout, she,
right,
or he is going to work 50 hours that week.
Right.
And you say, okay, when you get the books done, the next week you can work 30 hours.
Right.
And she loves that.
Right.
Or you can take so many hours a week, you know, less or whatever. And,
right.
And, you know, every small business owner I know pays their employees more than full measure.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
And so, but this new law will eliminate that, because if I'm not mistaken, we're going to have to report this, aren't we? Are we going to have to report?
So there's the other issue that I have. And so unlike large companies, and I have nothing against large companies. You know, I started out my life in large company. For the most part, I've only ever worked large company. But the issue that I have is the reporting mechanisms for small business just increased. Because now if you've got to convert those salaried employees to hourly in order to avoid the issue with having to change the pay structure because of the overtime, you now have to document that employee's time.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something. You know, I've had in my company 20-somethings and 50-somethings,
yeah.
Okay? There is nothing more infuriating for somebody than to have to nitpick them on hours.
That's right.
Keep track of their
small business owners don't like doing that, because that's not how we work. We trust our people.
It's not how we work.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it can be very deflating in the office to have to convert people to hourly.
So the bottom line before we wrap up here, Alala, is people need to contact their member of Congress. This isn't even a law from Congress, is it? This is a rule from the Labor Department.
It's a rule from the Labor Department. It goes into effect December 1st, and unless something is overturned, it's happening, and we got to prepare for it right now.
We got to get it turned over right now. Alala, thank you for helping us understand this a lot better and bring it to our attention. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Give us the website again. Website one more time.
Olala.com and growandwin.com.
All right, so check it out. Olala and Jenga, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.